You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
There are some people that really know how to do a lot with a little. They're usually creatives or professionals in their field, and they really know how to maximize the minimal, how to get the biggest bang for their buck. If you were at Youth a few weeks ago in person, you'd remember that we had the tuck shop night when we opened up the kitchen and we sold pasta. And Annika, one of our 6 to 8 girls leaders, she's phenomenal. She is a professional chef, and we got her to organize that night and cook for us. And she really knew how to maximize the minimum. She really knew how to do a lot with a little. She gave me the grocery list, the shopping list. And when I saw it initially, I was kind of perplexed, kind of confused. It was pretty minimal. There wasn't a lot on it. And the ingredients, they weren't extravagant or fancy. They were pretty basic. But the product that she came up with, what she came up with her creative genius mind, 2 pasta dishes, fettuccine carbonara and spaghetti bolognese. And she fed the masses, crowds of hungry teenagers. She fed them and filled their bellies. And it was chef's kiss, beautiful. Bon appetit. Annika, in that night, she proved to me that if you're creative, you can do a lot with a little. So if Annika, a creative chef, can do a lot with a little, how much more can our God, the creator of the universe, do with a little? If earthly creators know how to maximize the minimal, how much more can the creator of the universe maximize the minimal? Matthew 17, 20 to 21 says this: if you had faith no larger than a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain to move from here to there and it would. Everything would be possible for you. I wonder how many of you know tonight that our God can do a lot with a little. How many of you know that even with a little bit of faith with God, you can see mountains moved? When I think of God doing a lot with a little, I think of the story in Mark chapter 6. To give you the context, Jesus, he's out in the field, he's out in the wilderness, basically the countryside, with his disciples, and he's preaching to over 5,000 people, the masses, lots of people. And the crowds, they're starting to get hungry. And so the disciples, they come to Jesus and they say, Jesus, what are we going to do? We got to feed these people. Maybe we should let them go, give them a lunch break. They can go into town and grab some KFC. Or whatever the Jews would have eaten in that day. And Jesus says something interesting to the disciples. He says, no, don't send them away. You give them something to eat. You feed them. And the disciples, they turn back to him and they say, don't you know how much that would cost us? That would cost us more than a year's wage. We don't have that kind of dough. We don't have that kind of cash. And Jesus says, well, how much bread do you have? How much bread do you have? And when I was reading this story, something struck me. When the disciples were talking about how much money it would cost them, how it would cost over a year's wage, they were operating out of lack. They were operating out of what they didn't have. But I love Jesus's response when he says, well, what do you have? What do you have? You see, young person, if we want to see God do a lot with a little in our lives, if we want to see him take what little we have and perform a miracle, then we need to stop talking about what we don't have and start talking about what we do have. Jesus is saying to you tonight, how much bread do you have? And the disciples, they checked how much food they had, and in the end, they only had about 5 small loaves and 2 fish. But Jesus took what they had, the little that they had, and he did a lot with it. He performed a miracle. He broke it and he fed over 5,000 people. You see, when God does a lot with a little, what was just enough for you is now more than enough for others. You see, I can't imagine when the disciples woke up that morning and you packed their lunch boxes with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. I can't imagine that they expected that their lunch would be used to feed over 5,000 people. with what they had in their lunchbox. They only had faith. They only had expectancy to just get by for themselves, just to have enough to feed themselves. But they didn't realize in Jesus's hands, it would be more than enough for the masses. It would be more than enough for others, for everyone. Tonight, you might feel like you only have just enough energy to get by. You might feel like you only have enough faith to believe for yourself or to pray for yourself. Only just enough joy to keep yourself surviving. Only just enough strength to keep yourself sane. But let me tell you this, God loves the little because it shows off his lot. God loves the little because it shows off his lot. You might feel little, but your little makes way for his lot. Amen. You might feel insignificant, but your insignificance makes way for his greatness. You might feel lacking, but your lack makes way for his abundance. Amen. You might feel messy, but your mess makes way for his miracle. 2 Corinthians 12:9, God says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." My power is made perfect in weakness. Young person, God's power is made perfect in your weakness. Your weakness, in fact, is not just weakness. It's a breeding ground for his strength. It's a breeding ground for a display of his might. With God, your puniness is a place for his power. Let's take Gideon, for example. Gideon, he was the least important man in the least important family in the weakest clan in the lowest tribe of Israel. He was nothing. He was dirt. He was puny. He was tiny. He was so little. But Gideon was chosen by God to lead Israel into battle against the Midianites. And so Gideon, he assembled an enormous army of men. And God said to Gideon, "Buddy, your army is far too big. If you win with this many soldiers, you'll think that I had nothing to do with it." And so God, he kept making Gideon's army smaller and smaller and smaller until it was only 300 men. I hear God saying to you tonight, "Let's make this littler so I can show off my lot. Let's make what you think you've built up for yourself, let's make that a little bit smaller. Let's humble you a little bit. Let's bring you a little bit lower so I can show off my lot, so I can show off my greatness." Let's take Elijah, for example. Elijah was one of the only prophets of God at the time, and he went toe-to-toe with 450 prophets of Baal, a false god. And what they did was they set up a wager, a bet, to see which god was true. They set up two altars with animal sacrifices on them, and they would pray to each of their gods, and whichever god brought down fire and burnt up the offering would be proven to be the true God. And what God, our God, the God of Israel, told Elijah to do was to actually saturate this offering with water. So he got four enormous jugs of water and he poured this, he just kept pouring water on top of this altar, making it so wet to stack the odds against God. And God added to that, he said, "Build a moat around this altar. Let's stack the odds up even more against me. Let's fill this moat with water. Let's cover this altar with water." And you know, despite the odds seemingly being stacked against God, God lit up that offering like a Christmas tree. He brought fire down from heaven and burnt that thing to smithereens. And I hear God saying to us tonight, "Hey, let's stack up the odds against me so you can witness my power." You think things are getting bad right now and you think that means that I'm not here with you? Well, I'm actually letting them get bad so that when I come, everyone will witness my might. Everyone will witness my power and know that I am God. The last thing I want to leave you with tonight is the parable of the talents. Basically, it goes like this. There's a master who's going away for a while. And so he entrusts his three servants with different amounts of his money. To one servant, he gives 5 talents. To another, he gives 2 talents. And to the last servant, he gives 1 talent. The 5-talent and the 2-talent servant, they actually invest in that money and they produce more. They double the money and give it back to their master. But the 1-talent servant, he gets afraid. He gets scared and he buries his money in the ground. He wastes it. He does nothing with it. God's saying to you, young person, tonight, what will you do with the little I've given you? What will you do with the little I've given you? It doesn't matter if you have five talents or one. It doesn't matter if you feel like you've been given a lot in life or only a little. It doesn't matter. If you've been given it, you can be faithful with it. And if you're faithful with it, if you put it in God's hands, then He can do a lot with it. In the movie Hitch, Will Smith's character is teaching Kevin James's character how to kiss a girl at the end of the first date. Okay, I don't recommend you watch it. It's a little bit too mature for you. But anyway, basically it goes like this. Will Smith, he's teaching Kevin James how to kiss your date. And he says, never go 100% all the way in. Go to about 90% of the way, right, just a couple centimeters away from their lips, and let them go the final 10%. You go 90, let them come the final 10. I feel like God might be saying to you tonight, hey, I've gone the 90. I've done most of the work. Now you do the 10%. You do the final step. You do the 10%. Let me tell you, don't bury the little because it feels too small. You might feel like you haven't been given a lot in life, but don't let it go to waste. Don't bury it. You have to do the 10%. You have to make the final step. Don't give up because it feels hopeless. Even a little bit of hope is enough if your hope is in God. He's got you. He loves you. God can do a lot with a little. Hey, let's pray together to wrap up. So bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord Jesus, I just pray for Burn Youth tonight, Lord. I pray for some of the young people that might be feeling like they're struggling, that like they can't get through lockdown, like they don't have a lot of faith left, they don't have a lot of joy left, they don't have a lot of hope left, Lord. Lord, we know and we believe that you can do a lot with a little, Lord. And so take the little that we have, Lord, and multiply it, Lord. Give us your strength, Lord Jesus. Your strength is perfect. Your power is perfect in our weakness. So, Lord, I pray that your power and your perfection is just made so evident in our lack, Lord. As we struggle and as we lean in and cling to you, Lord, I pray that your strength is made so, so evident in our lives. Lord, I pray that every young boy and every young woman who's listening to my voice right now, I pray that they feel your love tonight and that they know that you are with them. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.